Every drop of rain helps.
Hello, your hosts today will be Stephanie and Shayna.
First, we will hear about how the water cycle and animals would be affected if it stopped raining.
If it were to stop raining, it would result in very severe droughts everywhere. If it stopped raining, there would be no water cycle. All creeks and rivers would eventually dry up and evaporate. No clouds in the sky because there would be no water vapor to create them. We could drink the ocean so we don't die of thirst, but the ocean would eventually evaporate too. Before the ocean even evaporated, we would all die because we can't drink salt water. Some of the larger lakes would be around for a while, but eventually they would evaporate, or we would drink them dry. We wouldn't have trees to chop down anymore because they would all die, so that means no wood or oxygen. There would be more carbon dioxide in the air than oxygen, and we would all die. Basically, everything that lives would starve. Humans need food. Food can't grow without water. Animals need food. Lions, tigers, and more would starve to death because the things that they prey on would die because they don't have anything to eat. Basically, it would be the end of the world.
Now we will hear an interview about the water cycle. What is the water cycle?
The water cycle is constant. It is no real starting or ending point. The sun shines on bodies of water to make it evaporate. It turns into gas. The gas comes together into clouds. That is called condensation. After that, there is precipitation. That comes in many different forms. There is hail, rain, snow, and others, and that's the water cycle.
How is rain important to the earth?
Rain provides water, and water is in all food and drinks. Without it, we would die. Also, water helps trees and plants live. If they die, we die, because they give oxygen.
And how is rain important to animals?
Carnivores feed on other animals who would die of starvation because the plants would die. That means carnivores would also die. Now it's time for the break.
Rain, I'm loving it.
We are a protection agency that helps the environment. You can help too.
We're back. Let's hear some cool water jokes.
A guy notices that his new blonde girlfriend brings two glasses to bed each night, one empty and the other one filled with water. "Why do you do that?" he asked. And she answered, "Well, if I wake up in the middle of the night, I don't know if I'm going to be thirsty or not." John went to visit his grandfather in Georgia. After spending an evening of chatting, John's grandfather prepared breakfast of scrambled eggs and toast. However, John noticed something weird on his plate and said, "Are these plates clean?" His grandfather replied, "They're as clean as cold water can get them. Just you go ahead and finish your meal." For lunch, the old man baked hamburgers. Again, John saw that his plates appeared to have tiny specks around the edges that looked like dried eggs, and asked, "Are you sure these plates are clean?" Without looking up, the old man said, "I told you before, those dishes are as clean as cold water can get them." Later that afternoon, John was on his way to a different town, and as he was leaving, his grandfather's dog started to growl and wouldn't let him pass. John yelled and said, "Grandfather, your dog won't let me get to my car." Without diverting his attention from the game he was watching on TV, the old man shouted, "Cold water, go lay down." What's the easiest way to catch a fish? Have someone throw it at you.
That was funny. Now it's time to hear some water words.
Some water words are acid, aerobic, algae, algal bloom, alkaline, biomass, biota, borefield, brine, estuary, and levee. Now that we're done with that, we're going to hear some ways to save water.
When you are washing your hands, don't let the water run while you get your soap. While you stay at a hotel or even at home, consider reusing towels. Turn off the water while you shave or brush your teeth and wash your face. If the toilet flapper doesn't close after flushing, replace it. Don't throw water back into the sink. Reuse it for something else.
That was very educational. Now let's hear some did you know facts about rain. Did you know that raindrops can fall at speeds of about 22 miles an hour? Did you know that rain starts off as ice or snow crystals at cloud level? Did you know that light rain is classified as being no more than 0.10 inches of rain an hour? Did you know that heavy rain is classified as being no more than 0.30 inches of rain an hour? Did you know that Louisiana is the wettest state in the U.S., which received an annual rainfall of 56 inches? Did you know that raindrops range in size from 0.02 inches to about 0.031 inches? Did you know that raindrops do not fall in teardrop shapes? They originally fall in the shape of a flat oval. Did you know that rain freezes before it hits the ground is known as frozen rain? Did you know that rain is recycled water that evaporated from our world's lakes, rivers, oceans, and seas?
That was very interesting. Now for some fast facts about rain. The world's heaviest average rainfall, about 430 inches, occurs in Chirapunji, India, where as much as 87 feet of rain had fallen in 1 year. Hawaii has up to 350 rainy days every year. The wettest state in the United States is Louisiana, with an annual rainfall of 56 inches. Freezing rain is rain that freezes as it hits the ground. The umbrella was originally intended for shade from the hot Egyptian sun. Raindrops vary in size from 0.02 inch to about 0.031 inch diameter. Big heavy raindrops can fall at speeds up to 22 miles per hour.
That's the end of our podcast.
We hope you enjoyed it.
Bye.
Yeah.